We're reading from the book Zohar for All, Bereshit, Part 1, Article Briat HaOlam, the creation of the world, item 229. There's no English text for that one. You can ask questions at kab.tv and selected questions will be live. The book Zohar for All, Bereshit, Part 1, Article Briat HaOlam, the creation of the world, item 229.
So, obviously now when we're reading the Zohar, even though we might not understand anything, and it can confuse us and bring us all kinds of images that don't really belong to our world, and we have no idea what it points to or is trying to tell us. But in this, there is the reforming light, the strongest, as it says in the book of Zohar itself, that in that book that will take Israel out of exile. If we connect between us and want to be as one man and one heart to resemble that one light, then it works on us in a correct way and starts raising us up. It's as if us, from the area that we're in, we have to try and center into one point, and then the upper light that works on that one point starts taking us up the ladder. So let's try and compress into that one point. Yes.
229. The world was created in 10 utterances, because in the act of Bereshit, Genesis, it says 9 times, and God said. Bereshit bara, in the beginning he created, is also considered an utterance. And there are 10 utterances. And some say that the world was created with a single utterance, because it says, with the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And some say that the text, for he said, and it came to be, he commanded, and it came to stand, is a single utterance. 230. And some say, not this and not that, not with 10 utterances and not with a single utterance, rather, the world was created with a single letter, which is Hey, without an utterance. And those are the words of the Zohar on the name of Rabbi Elazar. And now the Zohar brings the words of Rabbi Elazar as he spoke, that he says, the Creator took one letter from his name, from the name Havaya, and with that letter, the world was created. As it says, who in the gods is like you, the Lord, that can create the world like you with a single letter? 231. This means that the world was created with the He of Havaya, truly with a single letter. And if so, how can we explain the text, for he said, and it came to be, he commanded, and it shall stand, and the text, with the words of the Lord, the heavens were made, which means that the world was created by speaking, with an utterance, rather to show to the world that it was created with the Hey. However, creation could not be revealed, and each and every one had to be revealed so that each and every one will elicit his actions and his strength as he should. And for this, it was needed to have an utterance, speaking. 232. The whole world and all of their elements were created in a single moment, in a single hour, and in a single day, as it says. Those are the annals of the earth and the heavens when they were created, on the day that the Lord God did, on that day and at that hour and at that very moment. 233. Before the Creator created the world, He and His name were one. And there was nothing outside of Him. And when He decided to create the world, first He created 1,000 worlds. As it says, Ha'elef lecha leshlomo, wisdom that is called Elif, 1,000. And then he created other worlds. Therefore, first he created 1,000 worlds. He created Chokhmah, the wisdom, in order to first announce that everything is as nothing against him. 234.
If someone wants to ask, go ahead.
In the article, the letters, it says that Bet is the letter with which he created the world. And
blessing.
Here it says, yeah, and here it says, hey.
True, it starts with hey. Because it's a good question. Because there is the bestowal coming from the Creator and the vessels and the creature's vessels. How he bestows and how the creature is depicted within that bestowal. The creature is depicted within the bestowal of the Creator in the letter He. And the Creator, how does He bestow, if we can say that? Because we have to talk about something that He Himself, He is absent, He's not there, He disappeared. So how do we take on His form in the letter Bet? Blessing, Baruch.
234. Aleph is the first letter because initially he created 1,000 worlds that preceded the other worlds, because Aleph is Aleph, 1,000. And then there is Bet that implies to the construction of the heavens and the earth that was in Chasadim, mercy. As it says, I said that the world shall be built in Chesed, mercy. Initially, the throne of honor, about which it says in Daniel, 1,000 thousands shall serve him. And then the other angels and the land, the Aretz, which are the house of the world. Following that, there is Gimel, which is Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, which is the reward of the righteous. Following that, Dalit, which is Adam, man, which is comprised of the four directions of the world. 235. The forces of Din, judgments, were surrounding the abyss, and the abyss would be coming up and down, and a single letter would be expanding in the three kinds of radiance over the abyss, and the abyss pacified. As it says, and the Spirit of the Lord soars over the water. Bina is called Yam, an ocean, a sea. And Malchut that ascended to Bina and created a new ending to it in the place of Bina of Bina, meaning in the place of Bina of the sea, is called the deep, the abyss. When Malchut comes out of the beast again, the left line is formed in Bina. And then a division is made between the right line and the left line. And when the left overcomes, the heavens rise. And when the right overcomes, they go down to the abyss. When the left line emerged in Bina, the forces of Din were surrounding the abyss, as it says, the heavens will rise and will go down to the abyss. And the abyss would be rising and coming down again, that when the left overcomes, the heavens rise, and when the right overcomes, they shall go down to the abyss. And this keeps going until a single letter would be expanding in the three kinds of radiance over the abyss. This is a Ranpin that ascended to Bina and united the right and left of Bina with one another, and the three lines emerged there over the abyss. And the abyss was pacified. Since then, the division that was over the abyss was settled. 236. It says, waters have seen you, O Lord. Waters have seen you, and were upset and the abysses became angry. The waters have seen you. This implies to Zeranpin, the middle line, that diminished the left line in the waters of Bina and united it with the right. And then the abysses became angry, were irritated, and they stopped their war with one another and were united and pacified. 237. There were 1,000 worlds before the world was created, and the radiance of his honor would be expanding, and he created worlds and destroyed them in the shattering of the vessels of Nikudim, until he desired to create the world of the correction. And two letters from his name expanded, which are Keter and Chochmah, and he made them so that they will not be cancelled. Two others, which are Bina and Zeranpin, were engraved above in Gar of Bina, and down below in Vak of Bina, one within the other. He engraved one, and it became three. He engraved another letter, and it became two, until they came up to 10.
These 10 extended and became the 32 paths of wisdom. These spread in their engravement to 10 more and became Membet 42. And from this point and on, whoever looks, he looks fearfully. He shall quiet down and no one opens. And it says about this, I am the Lord, this is my name, and I shall not give my honor unto another. And it says, you shall not make a graven image. The shattering of the vessels in the Nikudim was because of the revelation of Abba and of the inner Abba and Ima, Chochmah and Or Yeshal, that because of that, because the Malchut came out of the Bina and the light of Gara returned, immediately the Chochmah was extended from top down to the Bia, and the Kelim broke and died. Because anything that comes out from one world to another is considered death. And therefore, after the shattering of the vessels, when the emanator has corrected the 10 Sfirot of the Atzilut, he hid the inner Abba and Ima, the Chochmah of Or Yashar, and clogged it with the Rosh of Arichanpin so that nothing will be revealed from it to the lower ones. And these are the Abba and Ima, which were corrected in the Atzilut, came out in Gar of Bina in Avira Dachya, Chasadim without Chochmah.
We'll go on to the study of the Ten Sefirot. This article in the item 237, we have to study it in itself. There is a good explanation here about all of Gar de Atzilut, that in it are our neshamot. Well, let's move on to Taas, ninth part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.
And we'll begin from item 106.